Page 10.
Third paragraph down starts with the word mosaic.
That's one paragraph, so whoever gets to it first can read it.
Go ahead. Mosaic shares an Indo-European root with muse, museum, and music, and more broadly with muster, summon, premonition, and monster.
At the Porta Portese flea market, I'm strolling along, eyeing the crappy antiques, when a vendor calls out, "Hello, madam looking... Buongiorno, signore vendendo." The man is Pakistani. He doesn't laugh. I buy two shirts from him. One that says on the back, "Never let me go." And another, "This girl likes patches."
You can keep, you know, it's funny, you can keep reading, but I did want to talk about the etymology of mosaic.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, it is great.
Yeah.
You looked that up after, or how did that?
Absolutely after.
Yeah.
Because we weren't,
I mean, the dictionary is my Bible. I absolutely go to it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I find so much richness in the lineage of words. And this was another example of that.
Were you happy to see the word monster come up in that list?
Absolutely. As I know, the word monster, because I've looked that word up as well, means to show. That's where that word comes from.
Like demonstrate. There's a demon to demonstrate.
Yes.
Yeah.
The things that we're frightened by are often the things that are trying to show us something. So monster, I stopped being afraid of monsters once I read the etymology of monster and realized that I need to be paying attention to monsters. What is that monster showing me?
Yeah. Page 17, there's at the bottom of the page, a paragraph starts there and goes on to 18. And that ends with a great line that I think is very relevant to what we're experiencing right now in this culture. So, Elizabeth?
Etruscan black figure pottery, 7th to 5th century BC, became a vehicle for spreading knowledge of the Greek myths and epics. In terms of documentation, humanity was mostly living in an image language, rather than a written one. Some of us still are, or rather, are again. The written word has not been so neglected since perhaps the Dark Ages.
Can you elaborate on that? I mean, when Sam Hamill started sending me emojis, that's when I thought, this is a problem, you know? I really thought, I've resisted as much as I can, even though I sent Bhakti a monkey vomiting a rainbow emoji last week.
Well, that's just very romantic.
I think so, too.
So you were never into, like, the smiley face either, probably?
Back in the 70s.
Oh.
No, I wasn't. Back in the 70s.
You mean because that's what was printed on your acid tabs?
I never did that, as I can recall. I remember window pane and micro dot, but not the smiley face.
Mm.
But the notion that the written word has not been so neglected since perhaps the Dark Ages... Why don't you elaborate on that?
I mean, some of these statements are meant to be provocative.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that's one of them. And, you know, you could argue that. We also have a repeated meme between us, which is, never before have there been so many writers, you know, essentially.
That's true.
Yeah, there have never been so many poets in history, it feels like, sometimes. But maybe that's because we're in the literary community. But yeah, I think... What? You're making a face.
There have never been so many writers...
Okay, fine.
...as exist right now.
It also feels like that. So it feels like... Sometimes it feels like there's a neglect of the written word. So, lately it's been... I'll send a text that I've crafted... carefully, and then a friend will respond, you know, liked, colon, and then it has my whole text. I don't know if you've had that happen to you, but it's sort of it's like Facebook has entered the texting realm where
that just happened in the last couple of days, actually.
Instead of writing a response, the response is simply loved, liked, laughed at.
Yeah.
And it feels... I don't know, it's like, Or just don't respond right now and let me know later.
It's a cop-out.
I don't know what it is.
He's saying lazy.
I know. He's going to label it, and I'm going to say, interesting. What's happening right now? Why are we interacting that way? You know, that's not writing.
Well, wouldn't it support your supposition that the written word has not been so neglected since perhaps the Dark Ages? When we have a president who doesn't read any of his briefings, he speaks at a fifth or sixth grade level, and, you know, he is the kind of person that he is with the policies that he does, and the kind of lack of presidentiality, if there is such a word. Isn't there a connection between the two?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also that we're just increasingly in a image-driven culture as opposed to a language-driven culture.
There's nothing inherently wrong with that. I mean, I think a lot of times...
As a writer, I feel threatened by that. Just personally.
Okay. Well, I mean...
From a sociological perspective, I could see what you're saying, for sure.
One of the ideas that's in here that... that Rick Kenny talks about in his course in Rome is that, you know, writing imitates other forms. So writing imitates painting, writing imitates music. And music does music better than writing. Painting does painting better than writing. So a lot of times writing is a substitute for something. It's a substitute for the image. It's a substitute for the feeling,
the city,
the sound, the city. It's a surrogate. Mm.